That brings us to our friend Chief Ebenezer Obey of Nigeria, veteran juju musician. He has been in the music business for almost 20 years, and in spite of tough competition from younger men, he's still a force to reckon with. Although the economic measures introduced by the military government, which has been in charge in Nigeria since the coup of December the 31st, 1983, have had their effect on the entertainment industry, Chief Obey has quickly learned to adapt to the new situation. Our London-based correspondent, Ida Braku, paid a visit to Nigeria last month and talked to Chief Obey. She wanted first to know the secret behind his continued success.
I would like to say that every good thing needs a lot of hard work. And I would say that through hard work and through encouragement from my fans, and of course when you won't have the talent, one will be able to know how to march ahead, one will know how to sustain himself, one will know how to keep the fans and the people with the music. That is the most important thing. No matter how many years a star stays as a star, if you are able to have that secret to keep your fans with you, that means if you give the people what they want, they will never be tired of you. But that definitely needs a lot of hard work. And with God on my side and with people, I'm happy I've been able to do that.
Well, life in Lagos these days has not been exactly very rosy.
Mm-hmm.
How is it like for musicians of your caliber now that there are no more parties, and I know you play at live parties and all that? How is it like for you?
The present situation, that is the economic situation of this country, is something that we all have to contribute one thing, one way or the other. Where people are suffering, what I mean is that the life now, like we said, is quite different to the life in the past. The most important thing to every individual these days is food. But thank God, it does affect the music industry, no doubt. But we have the cause to thank God, because no matter what, life couldn't have been easy at all if with what is happening presently and people doesn't have music that can condole, that can comfort them, then they'll be frustrated. So what we are doing now is a sort of a humanitarian duty, giving hope and telling people the directives we all should go. The future is still bright if we all can contribute something, if we all can sacrifice something, not to condemn and criticize the government alone. That doesn't solve any problem. There's problem, and all of us have to look into the possibility of solving the problem. In my own way as an artist, as a musician, the way I'm going about this is by giving the people the assurance that there's hope. All hope is not lost yet, and that's what we are doing. The party thing that you talk about reduced considerably, because people who haven't eaten, you can't tell anybody to, with all these, all the new measures introduced, there's nothing anybody can do. But we thank God we are still existing, because we are telling people there's hope, and I believe that the future is bright.
Well, that leads us to what you sing about. Do you change your lyrics as the situation changes?
I do change my lyrics every time. Meaningful songs and inspiration of my experiences, other people's experience, and what happens generally in the universe.
What makes your songs so different from the others? You know, Nigeria has a lot of musicians, and for that matter, Yoruba musicians, and you are also a Yoruba. Now, what makes Obey's music stand out from, let's say, Sonny Okusun or Sonny Ade's music?
Well, all my colleagues that you've mentioned their name, they are contributing their quota, as I'm doing the same thing. We are all for the same purpose, but we are performing in different way, and we are rendering different style. Talking about lyrics, I am known for my philosophical and meaningful songs. I catch the people through the words of my songs. People can always listen to my old records that I released 15 years ago. They are always like new. People always want to buy them, and they are new. Every day people hear them, they have something to learn. And most of those things that I said is happening everyday life of all of us.
Are you, in essence, telling me that you always manage to stay ahead?
Of course, yes. Of course, yes.
Has it been easy, the competition?
Well, I don't find it difficult at all, because once you have the talent, once you know how to go about what you want to present to the public, once people still accept your work, then the competition is there just to help, so that one improves the ways of placing people.
Chief Ebenezer Obey in conversation. And here's a little more of his music. Music of Thomas Mafumo of Zimbabwe once again. It seems African musicians, especially those whose speciality is dance and popular music, have replaced sportsmen as their continent's unofficial ambassadors abroad. During the past year, and in the years immediately before that, increasing numbers of African musicians have been making an impact on the music scene in Europe and America. And we on the Afro scene have featured a few of those who've come our way. One of these music ambassadors is Zimbabwean Thomas Mafumo, among the latest to venture out. For the past few weeks, he and his Blacks Unlimited have been giving music fans in London a taste of their music. Thomas Mafumo says he started developing his love for music from his boyhood days in rural Zimbabwe. He got attracted to traditional music and was especially fascinated by beautiful and pithy lyrics. In London, Ida Braku spoke to him and directed her attention first to Mafumo's lyrics, which he claims are an important ingredient of his music.
My lyrics are based on the life today, within the people, you see, how the people are suffering and what we're doing in our lives today, you see. many obstacles we are facing. To summarize everything, you say the music is for peace and justice.
Do you think there's peace and justice now in Zimbabwe?
That is a very, very hard question to answer, I must tell you, because to say in a country there is peace and justice, if I say my government is a good government, there are other people who are bound to say his government is a bad government, but I support my government because it was elected by the people and is the people's government. And the leader is the people's choice.
Are most of your songs in favor of the present government then?
They are not in favor of anybody. They are in favor of the masses of Zimbabwe.
What is the difference between being a musician now and being a musician in pre-independence days, that is when Zimbabwe was Rhodesia?
The difference is it was very hard for a musician to sing at liberty and say whatever he wants to say in a song and get away with it. But today, because we are free and we bound to do anything because that's our government. If the government goes wrong, then we are bound to sing about the government and say, please, can't you adjust this and do this for us? So that's the difference between today's government and the previous governments.
Well, if there were restrictions about what you sang, what were you doing in the meantime then, in the days of Rhodesia?
Well, I had to fight my way out because the only way I could have done it was, by doing it the other way around, you know, vague, if you get me, something that they didn't know, actually the meaning of the songs that I was composing, but the masses knew what the message was all about.
The music of Zimbabwean musician Thomas Mafumo, and before that you heard him talking to Ida Bracco. Well, that's where we end tonight's Afro Scene. Check us out again at the same time next Wednesday. Meanwhile, this is John Hammond thanking you for being with us and wishing you a very good night from Hilversum, Holland.